KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
Thank you very much, John. Good Saturday morning, everybody. Jeff Blankman with you on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Not a lot of games played last night, but we did have two girls and two boys basketball games, and we'll get to those scores and stats here in just a couple of minutes. We've got, of course, a full load of coaches set to join us today. Randy Beeson with the Carroll Boys basketball team, Justin Yetmar with the Kemper Girls basketball team, Katie Cook with the Carroll Girls basketball team, Sean Minahan with the Kemper Boys basketball team, Deb Danner with the Carroll Boys swim team, Eric Noggle with the Carroll Boys wrestling team, Tracy Hoffman with the Kemper Girls wrestling team, Shane Vaughn with the Kemper Boys wrestling team, and Joe Daniels with the Carroll Girls wrestling team, all scheduled to join us here this morning. Taking a quick look at last night's action, it was ESAC girls falling to the fifth-ranked Newell Fonda, 66-28. McKenna Steiger with 15 points to go with four rebounds. It was Addison Ehler with 5 points and nine rebounds, and Kendall Quirk had 4 points to go with 11 rebounds. South Central Calhoun picks up their second straight win. They knock off GTRA 58-48. Blair Schleichman had 22 points to go with 5 rebounds and 7 steals. Adlin Wheelock added 7 rebounds. Bree Patterson, a nifty double-double with 11 points and 13 rebounds. Sadie Wheelock, 10 points to go with 7 rebounds and 3 blocks. Macy Dorman also had 6 points to go with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Over on the boys' side of things, it was ESAC falling to Newell Fonda, 65-54. Raiders gave up a 10-0 run in the third quarter that put them down after leading most of that game. Sam Julin, 26 points last night to go with 4 rebounds. Zach Jacobson, Carson Schmidt, Asher Lawler, and Jack Gullett all finished up with 6 points. South Central Calhoun moved to 3-2 on the year, winning last night over GTRA 63-47. No details available from that Titans victory last night. They did outscore, though, GTRA in the second half at 36-23 as they pulled away for that victory. Again, local sports schedule for today impacted by the weather today. In wrestling, Carroll girls at the West Monona tournament, that's been canceled. South Central Calhoun girls going to the Spencer tournament moved to a 1 o'clock start. Carroll boys and Kemper boys at the Ogden duels, that's been canceled. Audubon boys at the Riverside tournament and Coon Rapids Baird boys at the Lennox tournament all still scheduled today as of right now. Carroll boys swim team at Des Moines Hoover's invite, that's been canceled. In basketball, Carroll doubleheader, girls and boys go to Storm Lake today. Nick Brinks with the broadcast on Kick 106.7. Coverage going to get underway at about 3:45. And Ikea Manning hosting Exiro Corn Kimmel, that all have that doubleheader for you. 93.7 at KKRL. Pregame right now at about 12:45 with a tip-off of that girls game at 1 o'clock. We'll try to bring you the live video with the audio coming up of that Ikea Manning, Exiro Corn Kimmel doubleheader as well. We'll step away, take a break. Randy Beeson, the Carroll Boys basketball coach, set to join us next here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
Legendary Pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salad bar, desserts, and more make up the country's favorite buffet at Pizza Ranch. Share that love with others this holiday season by purchasing Pizza Ranch gift cards. College students, mail carriers, teachers, and bus drivers, to name a few. Great stocking stuffers for friends and family, too. This is Lori from the Carroll Pizza Ranch. We are now offering a $10 coupon with the $50 purchase. We look forward to seeing you this holiday season.
Whoa, that's good.
Pizza Ranch Coaches Show rolling on this Saturday morning here. Jeff Blankman talking right now with Carroll Boys basketball coach Randy Beeson. Tigers had just the one game so far this week. They'll be in action a little bit later on, hopefully weather dependent, up at Storm Lake today. Coach, appreciate you joining us here. And again, I apologize to bring up weather dependent this early in the season.
Yeah, we don't like to have to worry about that already, but that's how it goes. So, no problem. Good talking to you.
You bet, Coach. You guys hosted ADM the other night. It was not a bad start to the game up in the first quarter, and then things kind of went a little south for you in the second quarter, and they got going and able to pull away. I think you had it down to 12 in the third, if I remember right, at one point after 3 free throws from Trey Tassel, but ended up falling that night 78-52.
Yeah, we just have too many stretches where we can't seem to get a basket on the offensive end. Came out pretty good and was leading by one after the first quarter. And we went about 5 minutes in the second quarter where we only scored 2 points. And they made some shots, but in the second half they came out and made a bunch of outside shots. They made 1-3 in the first half, so I felt like we did a pretty good job on identifying some of their shooters and making them drive it a little bit, but they ended up making 10 threes in the second half, and they were easy looks. There was off-dribble penetration and helping, and you can say, well, you did a good job of protecting the paint, but we got to do a better job of making it be contested jumpers and not just catch and shoot threes. So we're going to have to clean it up on the offensive end because we had a long stretch there at the end of third quarter, too, where we scored only 2 points in about 4 or 5 minutes. So we got to get ourselves to be a little more consistent on the offensive end and defensively be a little bit better as well. So it was a tough game, but they're really good. I mean, they're
yep.
ranked third in the state right now, and the Lorenzen kid had an outstanding game finishing around the basket. He made every floater, I feel like, from within 10 feet, and then made a couple threes in the second half as well. So, and then another kid, one of their other guys, made 4 threes, and we didn't think he was capable of doing that, so we gave up a couple of them because we didn't want them to drive, and then after he made a couple, we got to do a better job of adjusting and making it a little bit tougher so he doesn't end up getting two more easy looks as well. So we'll definitely learn from it. Obviously, we played some really good teams so far, and it's only going to make us better in the long run.
Yeah, probably 2 losses this year, both the teams that have a chance to maybe win the state championship in their respective class size. Coach, you mentioned kind of figuring things out a little bit on the defense. Are you surprised a little bit? I am, just when I look at the numbers. You guys have been so good during your time as the head coach defensively, but, you know, with ADM, and I know how good they are, but 22 in one quarter and then 21 in both the third and fourth quarters. Those are higher numbers than I think you're used to giving up.
Yeah, I mean, we gave up 90-something points to Kemper first game of the year. We've given up 78 to ADM. And like I said, those two teams are two really good offensive teams. But, yeah, we're definitely not happy with giving up that many points and letting teams shoot above 50% from the field. Is definitely not something that we're used to. So we got to be better, obviously. You know, you go into games knowing kind of who the better players are, and we got to do a better job of slowing those guys down. And, you know, obviously you're not going to hold really good players scoreless, but instead of going 14 for 20 from the field, they need to go 14 for 30 from the field. And, you know, we got to get them to miss more and got to make them uncomfortable. And right now we're just letting good players be comfortable and do their thing. And so it's definitely something that we're going to have to work on. And then, you know, just the same basic principles. You just got to be better. You got to find a way to get more stops. You got to care and play with a little more excitement, urgency, and energy on the defensive end. And, you know, I've said this for years, if you're better on the defensive end, usually offense is a little better too, because you can get out and run and get some more baskets in transition. And when you're not getting stops and you just have to grind it out in the half court all the time, it's hard to score all the time. So I think being a little bit better defensively will help us on both ends of the floor.
Coach, have you noticed defenses focusing a little bit on Jared Moore and Stone Siebenhaller? And how do you feel? Like, I know Trey Tassel's come off the bench and is able to shoot some, but who's those other guys you think can kind of step in maybe and take some of the pressure off of them scoring?
Yeah, I mean, Stone's done a good job scoring for us, but Jared's got to be a little more consistent. I mean, Stone would say the same thing. He's got to be a little more consistent as well. Obviously, we haven't made a ton of threes. I think we're capable of making more threes, but we just got to do a better job of making the extra pass. Right now, we're trying to do a little bit too much by ourselves, and we're dribbling too much and trying to go one-on-one instead of, you know, running the offense, making the extra pass, being under control, getting to the middle of the paint, being under control, making that extra one and finding somebody instead of thinking that we have to go in there and try to score over two or three guys. And, I mean, we're not super tall. You know, that ADM had a couple 6'5", 6'6", kids that were packing in the paint, and they blocked a few of our shots. So we got to do a better job of being efficient and scoring around the basket and finishing the easy ones when we do get there. But we also have to be a little more patient and work the basketball a little bit more and move the ball side to side and get the ball reversed and then attacking that way instead of just one pass and thinking that we can get to the basket. So, you know, we have good players. We have guys that can all do it. They're still just learning from each other a little bit. You know, a lot of our guys don't have a ton of varsity experience. And, you know, when you're going against really good teams, you know, the things that you can get away with in practice aren't quite the same things that you can get away with against really good teams, you know. So they're slowly realizing that they got to make some adjustments and be a little more consistent. But, you know, Matt Collison can do some things for us. Carter Essek, Noah Henners, you know, all those guys need to score a little bit more for us so that we can be a little more consistent on the offensive end. And Carter had a really good stretch the other night in transition. He got some baskets and attacked the basket hard. Trey's done a good job offensively, making some outside shots. And he had ADM's post players trying to guard him, and he's more of a guard and can be outside. So we tried to set a few more ball screens with him and get him going out there. So we have guys that can do it. You know, I have all the confidence in them. We'll continue to get better, but yeah, there's been a few bumps in the road so far, and like I said, when you're playing against good teams and good competition, it's only going to make you better, and we just got to keep adjusting and keep getting a little bit better every day.
Another good team coming up later today in Storm Lake. You mentioned Jaden Kuhn the other night, comes in averaging 21 a game. What do you do to go up there and get the win today?
It's a good question. You know, it's another good team. I think they're ranked seventh right now in the state. We scrimmaged them this summer, so we kind of know what they're capable of. At that time, I don't think they had one of their transfers in that that joined their team a little bit later. So they'll play fast. They got good guards. The Kuhn kid's super athletic, so we're going to have to live with probably four or five dunks and just inbound the ball and try to push it back in transition, try to still get some easy ones that way. And defensively, we're just going to have to be better, right? It takes everybody. It's a team effort. Everybody's got to be committed and be in the stance and know what we're trying to get out of our defense. And, you know, it's another opportunity to play basketball with your friends. So it's supposed to be fun. And, you know, if you can't get excited to play good teams, you probably shouldn't be playing because all these games are fun, you know. So should be a good one tonight. And next week we got a couple conference games to get back in the conference season. So hopefully we're just going to try to continue to get a little bit better on both ends of the floor and see what happens.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time here on this Saturday morning. Nick will be up there later on today to cover that game with Storm Lake. So best of luck. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate all you do.
You bet. Head coach Randy Beeson again with the Carroll boys basketball team, back with more from the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Hold on, listeners. It's time for our Carroll Broadcasting Secret Santa giveaway.
We're spreading the holiday cheer by making you Santa.
Nominate someone in your life who deserves a little extra joy this season, and each week we'll choose one winner to get a fabulous Secret Santa gift to brighten their holidays.
It's easy. Go to carolbroadcasting.com or use our app to tell us who and why. Whether it's your neighbor, your bestie, or the barista that knows your latte order by heart, they could be our next winner.
But shh, don't spoil it. Our elves will keep it a secret.
Spread the love, share the joy, and be the secret Santa hero you were born to be with 93.7 KKRL, KICK 106.7, and 1380 KCIM.
Back here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show, talking Kemper girls basketball right now. Justin Yetmar is the head coach for the Knights. He's joining us here. And Coach, appreciate you joining us. No, not exactly the week you wanted. The game last night with Red Oak postponed. They're going to make that up on January the 2nd now due to the weather that was coming into town yesterday. So you got just the one game in this week, and that was earlier this week on Tuesday. You traveled down to Harlan. Looks like Harlan got off to a quick start. So, Coach, first of all, appreciate you joining us here today, and thanks for some time.
Anytime, Jeff. I always appreciate the coverage.
You bet, Coach. Yeah, sorry about that one again. You know, 25-15, they jumped up in the first quarter. What clicked for them offensively? Because 15's not a bad quarter for you guys offensively. So what did Harlan do so well to be able to get out to the early lead?
Yeah, they're a tough matchup, Jeff. They have 2 6'2 girls, and they surround them with Aubrey Suizo, who is a fantastic basketball player, and this Swenson gal, she could really shoot it, and she was really shooting it that night. So they kind of had us kind of pick our poison, and unfortunately for us, we kind of picked the wrong route. Swenson girl hit 10 threes on the night, so
yeah.
Tough matchup for us. But our girls, you know, I told the girls afterwards, I'm like, I did not feel like we played bad basketball. We just didn't get enough stops.
Yeah, Coach, they finished with 12 threes overall. To Swenson goes 10 of 17. So, yeah, kind of the one girl that really hurt you from deep, the way it sounds.
It was, and we know she's a good shooter. I think she might have hit 7 on us last year. So I think she just likes playing against us. But, again, when they got 6'2", 6'2", on the post, and they're very, very good, you know, we got to kind of crash in, not allow, you know, those 2 to 4 foot shots. And to her credit, she made the shots.
Offensively for you guys, as I mentioned, 15 in the first quarter, not a bad quarter for most teams and stuff. So it's not like you guys weren't doing some good things. What was working offensively for you guys?
You know, they play a zone. So, you know, I thought Carson Overmoe had a great night. She kind of plays a little bit of the high post for us. She was seeing the floor. Charlotte Hackford got off to a hot start. She hit a couple of shots early, which is great for us. And, you know, we didn't turn it over that much that night. And like I say, it was hard to explain to the girl. We didn't play bad basketball on the offensive end. We didn't turn it over. We didn't shoot it as well as we had been. And you're going to have those nights where you're not,
yep,
you know, shooting 40% from three, even though we're very capable of that every night. We just didn't get the shots to fall late. You know, first quarter we were hitting those shots, and then later they kind of stopped dropping for us.
How did you guys try to adjust when the shots didn't start to fall? Was there anything you could kind of try and do?
We tried to ratchet up our pressure. You know, they've struggled a little bit against pressure early in the year. But Aubrey Suizo, she's, you know, 5'10", 5'11". So she can see the floor really well. She's able. She's strong enough to make those longer passes that get them in transition a little easier. So we tried to ratchet up the pressure. It just wasn't enough that night.
Coach, what do you guys take away from this game that you think might be able to help you down the road?
You know, I think we made some adjustments. Their one post player had 10 points in the first quarter, and she didn't score after that. So we adjusted well. We were more physical in the interior. And they're a good basketball team. Their schedule, I think they were 1-2 coming in, but you know, they played arguably the best team in 1A. They played one of the best teams in 2A, where they're 2 losses. So they're a really good basketball team, and they're going to have a great year. You know, so for us, you know, like I said, we turned it over less, which has been a huge focus for us, taking care of the basketball. And again, I know we're a good shooting team, and we just kind of took it away as we're going to keep shooting. We're going to keep doing our thing, and, you know, games like that are going to start and turn in our favor.
What did you guys focus on in practice? I know you were probably getting ready for Red Oak, and then that game ends up getting moved to January the 2nd. But what was the focus the rest of this week in practice?
Our focus has been defensively. We're giving up more points than I would like us to. I know we have the capabilities of being a really good defensive team. You know, and it's we're kind of playing a little different defense. It's not this, you know, standard 2-3. So we're really working on ball pressure. We're working on, you know, denying the posts. We're just, you know, ratcheting up that pressure, flying around, being intense. So our focus was really on the defensive end all week.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I hope you get a chance to enjoy some of the weekend. Appreciate you joining us here today, and We wish you the best of luck next week heading into the break, and we look forward to catching up with you again here soon.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Justin Yetmar again with the Kemper girls basketball team. We're back with more from the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show coming up next here on KCIM.
Legendary Pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salad bar, desserts, and more make up the country's favorite buffet at Pizza Ranch. Share that love with others this holiday season by purchasing Pizza Ranch gift cards. College students, mail carriers, teachers, and bus drivers, to name a few. Great stocking stuffers for friends and family, too. This is Lori from the Carroll Pizza Ranch. We are now offering a $10 coupon with the $50 purchase. We look forward to seeing you this holiday season.
Whoa, that's good.
Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM, joined right now by head coach Katie Cook with the Carroll girls basketball team. Coaches, always appreciate your time.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You bet, coach. You guys played earlier this week, got your first and only home game before the holiday break here. So you guys hosted ADM. A really good start, up 14-4 at the end of the first quarter. Led at one point 20-6, I think, late in the second quarter. But a tough shooting second half, and you end up falling 39-30. As you look back at that game, kind of how did you feel like things played out, and maybe what went wrong? I know we talked that night after the game, but you've probably went back and rewatched that film, I'm sure.
Right. I think we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, taking too many quick shots, early threes. When we had that lead, we fed their comeback with our bad shot taking. So, we just do what we can do now and try and learn from it and make sure we don't make that mistake again.
Well, how did practice go the last couple of days?
Practice has been great the last couple of days. I think our effort and our intensity level has been there. We tried to work on our conditioning a little bit. We've got a great group of girls, so it's fun to go get in the gym with them and just, honestly, coaching them has been my pleasure.
I was going to say, Coach, the reason I brought up the practice was, the girls said it, you kind of talked about it, that they didn't feel like their intensity was where it needed to be in practice leading up to that game the other night.
No, and, I take responsibility for that. So, again, it's 4 games in. We're still kind of learning who we are as a team and how we become who we want to be as a team. So that's kind of been our focus this week.
Had to like how the game started, though. I thought the girls went out, played really intense, got the ball inside, but you were knocking down threes early in the game as well.
Yeah, I think we made 4 threes in the first quarter.
Yep.
If we could make 4 threes every quarter, that'd be great. I was really happy with that. Now we just got to figure out when they stop falling, what we need to do.
What worked there to allow you to get, because those were good looks from the 3-point line. Was it getting inside, and how were you able to attack ADM's defense to be able to get those kicks for those good looks on the outside?
I think that they were kind of playing a sagging man to start, so we got more open looks on the perimeter and were able to hit them, and then they adjusted and tightened up their defense, and we just didn't respond very well.
Defensively, we talked a little bit the other night. You only give up 39. Most of the time, that's going to win you games, even in a tough Raccoon River Conference defensively. But overall, did you feel like the defense played pretty well?
I thought our defense played really well. Holding them to 39 points is good. We just needed to figure out a way to score. And then, towards the end, when you get down and you've got to press a little bit or try to throw some traps a little bit to generate some scoring for yourself. It can backfire as well. So I don't know. It's a good one for us to just kind of move on from.
Yeah. Is that kind of a conversation you had with the girls after the game or Wednesday, Thursday in practice was, hey, let's just kind of move on from this one?
Yeah, you can dwell on it forever and look at the mirror and see a big failure, or you can just learn and improve. So what we tried to do is just learn and then go and get better for the 2 hours we're at practice every day. We don't want to waste that time. We want to make sure we're using it to take a next step.
Coach, you get that chance to kind of move on from this one. Hopefully, we're talking here on a Friday, so if anybody finds out later on that the game Saturday is not going to happen with the weather and the forecast, but you guys scheduled to go up to Storm Lake on Saturday. That's a good ball club. They come in 4-0. They're ranked. I know they got a couple of really maybe two or three really good players. What are you looking at, and how have you guys game planned for that game today?
We've been game plan wise, they're going to put a lot of pressure on us in the full court. They're fast. They like to get in your face and bug you. So we've been, doing some press break with, six, seven girls on the floor guarding us. Just hopefully what we can do at practice is harder than what they can throw at us on in the game on Saturday. Like you said, a couple of really good players. Adia Yangas averaging 21 points a game. They've got a three-point shooter that's making more than half of her threes right now. So a couple of puzzles there to look at on the defensive end. But, we're excited to go down there and have a good test.
Does it all start with Yanga for them? Do you got to worry about more about her on the inside? And it sounds like getting out on the break than you do to Han, who's shooting it really well and has through her entire career.
I think it's one of those things where you got to be ready for either. So we kind of have a plan for either one. I think last year when we played, we were really worried about Yanga in the post. And then, Dahan hit seven threes on us last year. So I think and that's what you deal with when you play some of these really good teams. You take one thing away and they hurt you. You take the inside away, they hurt you on the outside, and vice versa. So we'll just see who's hot and go play tough defense. And if we can score the basketball, then hopefully we've got a close game at the end of the fourth quarter.
I got a sense the girls chomping at the bit to get back out there with another game, though.
Of course, yeah. I'm sure they'd rather play than practice.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up on Saturday. Hopefully the weather will clear up and you guys get a chance to go up there. But appreciate you joining us. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Katie Cook again with the Carroll Girls Basketball Team. We're back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Hey there, I'm Chloe, your social sidekick, and I'm here to take the stress out of building your online presence. Think of me as your branding BFF. I'll handle the posts, hashtags, and analytics while you focus on what you do best, running your business. Together, we'll grow your audience, boost engagement, and make your brand shine online. Why do it yourself when you can have someone who lives and breathes this stuff? Let me help you stand out and save you time. Call me today because your brand deserves it.
Carroll Broadcasting's social sidekick, your brand's new bestie.
Jeff Lyman talking here this morning. Deshaun Minahan, of course, he is the head boys basketball coach with the Kemper Knights as they stay perfect on the season, picking up their third win of the year down at Harlan on Tuesday night, rolling to a 90-61 victory. Coach, appreciate you joining us. Congrats on another pretty impressive performance on Tuesday night.
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
You bet, Coach. The game Friday night with Red Oak, as everybody probably knows, postponed and rescheduled for January the 2nd. So just the one game to talk about. Coach, Harlan able to score on you guys a little bit in that first quarter. And you guys put up 28, you were up 28-21. But it sounds like maybe kind of ran them out of gas somewhere in that second quarter, able to take control of the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, offensively, honestly, we scored 28 points, and I feel like we left some points out there. Missed some free throws, missed some layups. But, Brock and Jack both were able to hit a pair of threes in the first quarter. Defensively, they only had they're 1-7 from three in their very first game. So they didn't shoot a lot of threes, and they were able to hit a couple on us. They were able to have success getting the ball inside on us. And getting second-chance points. They got Ryan in foul trouble right off the bat. So we had to make some adjustments, but our guys did a good job. And then, offensively, our guys just are really, really talented, and they keep that tempo pushed. That's our best thing is we want to play fast. And even if teams hang on with us for a quarter, it's usually about all they can handle.
Coach, that's awesome, man. You guys are so impressive. 11 points given up in the second quarter, though. So what changed defensively? You said Harlan hit some threes and was able to establish the inside game early. How did you guys adjust defensively?
We did just a better job of guarding their posts. We were able to get around and get in front and better. Our backside help was better. And I just think it was about the pace of the game that we were playing with. Our guys put a little bit more pressure on the ball that made the entry passes a little bit tougher. And then some of their shots they hit in the first quarter, they didn't go in the second. And part of that comes, you know, tired legs a little bit. And then in third quarter, we just really we upped the pressure another level. And whether we scored or didn't score, we wanted to pressure the ball. We were able to force some easy turnovers, which led to some easy baskets, and that kind of just really opened the floodgates.
Coach, did your offense come from the defense as it has? Sometimes you guys get some steals or get a quick stop, and then you're able to get out and run. Did the offense come from the defense on Tuesday night?
I would say yes and no. First quarter, not as much. We were able to hit some shots, but I think the second and third quarter specifically, we got quite a bit of offense off of our defensive pressure for sure.
Up 49-32 at halftime. Had to be happy with the way the guys came out to start the third. You outscored them 27-14. So if they had any hopes of coming back in that ballgame, you probably squashed them there early in the third.
Yeah, and I mean, that's we kind of talked about it at halftime. It was good for us. This is the first game this year where we felt like it was, a little bit of a ball game there at the half. Carroll was right there, and we wanted to be conscious of, not letting them get back into it. But Harlan, weird stuff always happens down there, it feels like. So, they tested us, especially in the first quarter. Second quarter, we were able to get a little bit of comfort. But it was really good for us to, face a little adversity and try to come out strong out of that half.
You mentioned Ryan earlier, first game that he was able to play in for you this season. How is he able to fit into a group that, he's played with throughout the summer, but that had been through a roll through their first two games?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun for us. I think he might maybe tried to press a little bit hard or try a little too much in his own head maybe in that first quarter. He picked up a couple of fouls that were a little bit ticky-tacky. So that kind of kept him getting in his rhythm. Then he got a third one in the second quarter. So then he really didn't get to play much in the first half. I think he maybe only had one shot, in the first half altogether, but in the third quarter, he went out, did really well, had 11 points in the third quarter. That was really fun for us, just to let people see what, that extra part of our offense can be when they try to go 2-3 zone. And then him and Dylan shone and just did a really good job inside. But this all five guys on the court, no matter which five you were in, did a really good job of moving the basketball and attacking it.
That's what makes you guys so strong. You're so interchangeable. And then, you got eight guys, nine guys that can go out and really play. You mentioned Dylan finishes up with 19, also had six steals, just another tremendous game for that young guy.
Yeah, he did really, really well. Jack had had 18. It was one of those things where you look afterwards, you're like, oh, geez, I didn't realize they had, 19 points, 18 points. All the guys do a good job of, being very efficient because, we're doing it on not very many shots. So they're very efficient and with their percentages. And it makes it easier to all of a sudden you didn't realize how many points they actually had in the game, because usually when a guy's scoring, 18, 19 points, they're like, yeah, they shot the ball a lot. And they really didn't. They're just very efficient with their shot selection. And like you said earlier, that's what makes us so tough to defend, because we got guys that are interchangeable and the guys are looking to pass the ball to, find that easy shot for our team.
Got another test now coming up on Monday. You travel over to Van Meter. So you get a chance to hopefully get a practice in this weekend with the game canceled last night. Hopefully you'll get a chance. What are you looking at with Van Meter and how good are they this season?
Honestly, we're all focused on Red Oak, so it's just trying to make that transition. They're traditionally just a really good team. So, they are athletic. They graduated quite a few seniors off of last year's team. So we're really just starting to try to dive into their information, this morning yet, trying to figure out what they do best. You know, they've played, had success with 2-3 over the years. They've kind of made that a calling. So we'll see if that's something they look to do against us, or if they want to maybe transition more to a man look. Well, that's something we're going to try to dive into yet today.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck with that. Nick will be down there to broadcast that matchup with Van Meter coming up on Monday night. So enjoy your weekend. I know you're going to be doing film study and game planning, so there's not going to be a lot of time to just sit and relax. So appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck coming up on Monday, and enjoy any holiday and weekend you can this weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. Head coach Sean Minahan again with the Kemper Boys basketball team, back with more from the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Hi, this is Logan White with Iowa Savings Bank. We wish you a wonderful holiday season. Remember to shop with our local businesses that have supported all our organizations over the years. Let's show them how much we appreciate them. Thank you for choosing local, and here's to a prosperous new year.
Deb Danner, the head boys swim coach of the Carroll Tigers, joining us on this Saturday morning here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Coach, sorry to hear you get the day off today. You guys were supposed to be heading down to Hoover today, but they went ahead and canceled that one due to the weather that was in the forecast. So you get a rare Saturday off, minus some of the holiday season. Is this the first one since maybe July?
Pretty much, yeah.
So I'm sure you wanted to get the meet in. Probably you're going to enjoy, though, having a Saturday where you're not on a bus and at a pool all day long, right?
I guess. I mean, I enjoy being poolside. So,
you do? Yeah, I could. There was the hesitation that said, you know, I'd rather be on the bus and then at the pool today. So.
Yeah, I mean, the bus rides aren't the greatest, but I like being on the pool deck.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you do a terrific job, and your boys are off to a great start. Let's bounce to Tuesday night. You guys, again, headed up to Spencer. You and Bishop Garrigan were there, and as probably, I don't know, maybe I can say as expected, but you picked up a couple of wins that night, and pretty convincing over Garrigan and a tight win against Spencer. What was the difference, do you think, to allow you guys to beat Spencer that night?
It was a double dual, which means only two entries. So, you know, I don't have enough boys to fill up a varsity lineup. So, but with two entries, I can do that. So, you know, we've got some really strong swimmers, and knowing that, you know, they could only enter two and we entered two, I knew we had a pretty good shot at it.
Was there an event that made you know that, okay, we've clinched it, now we've got it, or did you have to wait till the very end?
Really, it probably was around the 500. Okay. Once we swam the 500 free, through the 50 freestyle, we were tied with them. So, yeah, you know, and I knew we had a strong back half of our meet, so I wasn't real concerned, but when we hit after the 500, I knew we were pretty much set.
What went well for you up there in Spencer on Tuesday night?
Yeah, you know, the boys, they swam well, as well as can be expected. Spencer's heater went out in their pool.
Ooh.
So the water was rather cold, like in the 70s, really cold.
Wow.
But, you know, we're used to 83 degrees here, 82, 83. So, you know, when you hit in 75, you can feel the difference. And I feel for those boys. It was tough meet. You know, they'd get out, and it's like get wrapped up, get dried off and warmed up quickly. But, no, you know, considering that, the boys did fantastic. You know, they went in and they swam some really good times. Everything was where they've been swimming so far this season. So, you know, I was very pleased with that.
Met the relays go well for you? I know you won two, finished second in the other. Is that about what you expected, or did you think you could get all three of them that night?
I really thought we were going to get all three. Just didn't pan out for us this time. But, you know, we'll change things around again and try for it again sometime.
How close were you in that 400 freestyle?
We lost by, it was 8 seconds, I believe. So,
okay.
Not as close as I would like it to have been, but, you know, They did great. They swam as hard as they could. You know, with nine swimmers, sometimes they're swimming back-to-back events, and that's very tough. So, you know, I'm proud of all their efforts.
Coach, I think we knew coming in that Legan and Tegan were going to be two outstanding swimmers. They were a year ago, but Weston Toff seems to have taken his, you know, his season to a different level this year, picked up a win in the 100 freestyle for you guys the other day. How well is he swimming right now?
Oh, yeah, he's doing fantastic. You know, I was just hoping he could pop off a 55 for us, and, you know, he went 53, so it's like, all right, we got this now. So, yeah, I think he's got this stroke figured out, and, you know, I'm hoping to see a lot more 53s out of him, maybe a couple of 52s, and by the end of the season, I'm hoping for a low 51. So hopefully we can get that done for him.
A couple other guys who have seemed to have jumped up there a little bit, Landon Cadwell and Jackson Hunter, both appear to me from the outside to be swimming well.
Yeah, Landon, he's a fantastic distance swimmer for us. And he's an all-around swimmer, so, you know, I know I can throw him in the IM, and that's not a problem for him at all. And, you know, he's our 500 swimmer for sure, and you know, he does a great job with that. Jackson has really been making a lot of improvements, so, you know, really excited to see just what else he can all do for us. So, he's been doing very well so far.
Coach, let's bounce back to last Saturday. Haven't chatted about that Boone invite yet. You guys set several records over there. You finish up in third. Looked like it was a real strong performance.
Oh, definitely. It was a great meet. Our 200 IM relay took the meet record, so that was just really exciting. And they did it, I think they dropped 15 seconds off of it, so... we're looking for that to stand for a long, long time. So the boys are all excited about that. And then with doing that, Legan managed to get a new school record in the 2IM. So, you know, he's very excited about that. That's an old, old record that is sitting there right now. So that was fun to see that finally come down. And then Tegan set a Boone pool record in the 100 backstroke. So, he was really excited about that one. The previous record holder is his assistant swim coach on his club team. So he was pretty excited to take that record down. And I was really excited for him. So that was an amazing day for those two boys.
Coach, what's the plan for this last week before we head into the holiday break? How do you get the guys where you want them to for there, and what do you want to see from them this last week before they get at least a break from meets, not a break, though, from having to work out?
Right. So Monday's meet against Sioux City is going to be pretty tough. Sioux City is a very strong team. So that'll be, you know, we're just going to try and just get the best times we can, you know, whatever they can do, it will be great. And then Thursday, we will swim Boone and Atlantic. And, you know, we know what Boone's got. And you know, hopefully we can maybe take a few events away from them. But, you know, we're just looking to get some really fast times. That way, going into the break, we can work really hard and hopefully get even faster.
Well, Coach, as always, congratulations on a tremendous start to the season. Appreciate you joining us here today. If you get a chance to enjoy this day, if you have to, just go stand on the deck down at the rec center pool so you'll feel comfortable if you have to.
Right.
Head Coach Deb Danner joining us again on this Saturday morning here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. We're back right after this.
Happy holidays from Community Insurance and Audubon. May your holiday season be filled with health, happiness, and success. Best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Dave, Megan, and Teresa at Community Insurance in Audubon.
Carroll Tigers have had a busy week this past week, wrestling down to DCG this last Saturday, traveled down to Carlisle on Thursday night, did have their meet for today canceled over at the Ogden Duels. Joining us right now on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show is head coach Eric Noggle. And Coach, always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Yeah, good morning. You got to sleep in probably up by 5:30 this morning, huh?
Yeah, right? Yeah, about time you're going to bed. So yeah. Again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just not riding a bus.
Yeah, and good for you on that. Sorry that things got canceled today, but let's start with Thursday night. That's not a short ride down to Carlisle. You guys are so used to those. But I know it ended up not going the way you wanted. It ended up falling 50-28. But how did you feel like the guys did out on the mats?
It didn't go the way we wanted to, but Carlisle's a really good team, and nothing to take away from them. They've been building this for the last 4 years. This group of seniors is really, really tough, and when they came in as freshmen, we kind of saw the writing on the wall, and everybody kind of knew what they were going to do, and if they could stick together and do their things, you know, when you have 7 state qualifiers returning and 4 of them are place winners, you got a pretty good team, you know, so we knew what we were getting into, and our biggest thing was we just wanted to compete and put ourselves in positions where we didn't lay an egg and just kind of not wrestle them. We wanted to go out and wrestle them and give us our best shot. And like we said, it's early in the season. Give yourself an opportunity. At least when you go back to watch film, you can kind of figure out where you made your mistakes or what you can improve on or what you can get better at. And, you know, I think we gave ourselves those chances in there, and I think we improved a little bit in those areas. And I'm not disappointed in that aspect because I did think we fought and wrestled really, really hard in certain positions. And, you know, some of the matches that we were wrestling, we're not there yet as a team or individuals. And we know that. And we just got to work on it and get better in those areas.
Who stood out for you a little bit? Your winners were Carson Tedrow, James Polking, and Jason Aviles all by fall. And then Kieran Polking picked up a major decision, 14-2. Did any of those guys jump off and kind of maybe dominate somebody or beat somebody that you thought would be a tough one for them to get?
I don't want to take anything away from them. You know, we kind of expected to get those wins, and those are the wins that we needed to get. And we knew when you have those matches when, you know, where you're kind of – where you have your good lineup in and they have their good lineup in, you know, you kind of get those. And then where you have the, maybe I want to say the advantage, you want to take advantage of that. And they did, and they got their bonus points and they got their you know, their majors and their falls, and they did what they had to do. So nobody really stuck out. I think Carson Tedrow wrestled really, really well. I wanted him to open up a little more in some certain situations. He came off the mat and was kind of a little disappointed in himself and, you know, made some comment like, I need to get better on bottom. And I'm like, you don't need to get better on bottom. You're really good on bottom. You just need to do it, you know. And I think we kind of get stuck in those situations, and we don't have enough confidence and faith in what we're doing. And you know, and that kind of shows a little bit. Kieran wrestled really well. You know, we needed one more point to get a tech fall, and that would have been a really nice thing to get to come out of that one. But, you know, he wrestled hard and was really, really tired. Like we said, we needed one takedown. He ended up winning 14-2, and JMO, and when JMO gets wrestling, he's really, really dangerous and fun to watch, and he did a real good job in there. And then, you know, as Jason's just a tough kid, and he wrestled a little bit smaller than him, probably undersized to Jason, which kind of gives Jason some problems sometimes just because kids are a little bit faster and Jason likes to rush some things. But he did a real good job and settled into some situations and did well. So they all did really, really well.
Coach, coming off a fifth-place finish over, it's always a dynamite DCG tournament last Saturday. I get the sense you had to be really happy about last Saturday's performance.
Yeah. I don't want to say happy, but maybe satisfied a little bit. I was hoping we could finish top five in there. I mean, that was kind of my internal goal. I never told the kids that, but I was looking at it like, if we finish top five in this, we're doing pretty well. We didn't wrestle very well in the beginning rounds, and I don't know why that was, but I think we kind of caught momentum and then started getting hot, and then our upper guys started wrestling and getting those falls and getting those pins and getting those matches and those points that we needed. So, you know, when you finish fifth behind Johnston, Dallas Center Grimes, Urbandale, Lewis Central, you know, and then Creston Wright nipping on your heels in those situations, you got to be somewhat satisfied with what you're doing.
Yeah, he ended up with Owen Clucky, Kieran Polking, and Quentin Polking all taken second, and then Jason Avila has finished up in third. So a nice, strong day. You mentioned that you kind of take things away, you know, to work on. What were some of the things you took away from Saturday that you worked on for Thursday?
We worked on a lot of things that just position-wise, moving our feet from the top. And the crazy thing that happened in that Saturday tournament is, like I said was going to happen, and we were worried about it, is that giving up back points, going to your back and getting the two quick swipes, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, three, four, you know, your other two come in there and giving up those 4 points. And I think we spent a lot of time rolling around and doing some things that we probably shouldn't have, and then giving up some back points when we didn't need to give up back points. And then, you know, like I said, I'm not a math magician, but when you start doing math and you start figuring out that you give up a takedown, which is 3 points, and then you give up back points, which is 4, and then you try to get a reversal to get 2, to me, that math's not adding up. And then we rolled around and we give up some cheap back points, and, you know, we're trying to trade 2 points for 3 points or 2 points for 4 points. And to me, that's not worth the gamble. You know, get your 1 point, get back to your feet, and then that's 1. You get a takedown, that's 3, that's 4. Now we're kind of in it. You know, then you get a couple cheap tilts or cheap points in there. Now we're in the match, but that takes a little more hard work. And that's the point that I'm trying to get to the kids, is sometimes we got to dig in and really reach down to get those positions and get those points versus kind of, I don't want to say being lazy, but kind of resorting on things that we used to be able to do to get a reversal and then get some back points. Let's work a little bit harder and get the escape and get back to our feet to score that extra point as a takedown and then get some near falls. So we kind of spend a little time on that. And, you know, with the no rule change and everything, that's a little hard, but that's what we spend most of our focus on.
Well, Coach, as always, it's always fun to catch up with you. Appreciate the time. Enjoy today if you can. And I know you got your big one coming up next weekend that you guys host. So looking forward to getting out there and seeing the guys wrestle and stuff and getting a chance to catch up with you. I know you'll be busy, so I won't bug you much next Saturday. But appreciate the time and enjoy the weekend if you can.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do. And as always, go Tigers.
Head Coach Eric Nagel again with the Carroll Boys Wrestling Team back next here on KCIM.
The staff at Loring Hospital in Sac City would like to say thank you for making them your local choice for your family's health care. Wishing our patients, friends, and neighbors a happy holiday season. Always remember, Loring Hospital in Sac City is your family health center.
Tracy Hoffman, the head girls wrestling coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here, of course, on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. The Knights were scheduled to wrestle today. That got canceled. So Coach able to join us here on this Saturday morning. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Jeff.
You bet. Disappointed to not be able to go down to Riverside tonight, Coach?
Yes, we were. We were all pumped and ready.
What was kind of the thoughts going into that one as you guys prepared for it?
Well, we just started off Monday night with our duels that, you know, first time ever in Kemper girls history that we actually won a duel. We have enough girls to make the team now. So that got us all really pumped and we were just ready to go this weekend for Riverside.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that duel win then for you guys. Wrestled well over at Harlan. How did you feel like things went?
Yeah, so, well, we had a rough go in the Audubon tournament, and we just kind of had a little chat with them Monday morning and was hoping that we all kind of got our stuff collected again, and we went down there, and they just all really wrestled really good for me, and I was just so proud of all of them.
What stood out for you about the way they wrestled? I mean, you go out, you beat Carroll right off the bat, 41-30. You knock off Harlan, 36-26, and then fell in a tight one to Denison Slush. We got a chance to win that one, 36-30. So you pick up your first win, not just your first, you get your second, and then almost your third all on the same night.
Yeah, so the girls just came in just really aggressive and ready to wrestle, and they were actually taking shots and, you know, stuff that we've been working on, and I just kind of been hounding them for a while, and they just start doing it, and like I said, they just looked really good that night.
One of those wrestlers I noticed, I thought Saturday was even being pretty aggressive, and that was Allie Sommerfeld. What are you seeing from her this year and the growth that she's made from last season?
Yeah, I said, I even told her mom, I said, I don't know who this new Allie is, but I like her.
So
yeah, she's just coming out really aggressive for us and really just, you know, getting in there and taking the shots and working them over right away and just getting the job done.
Is it usually single legs or is she getting in there for the double leg takedown?
She does the double too. It's just, you know, whatever is available that she sees, she goes for it.
Is her quickness catching some of the girls off guard? I mean, she pinned the girl from Harlan the other night in just 47 seconds. So that tells me that she knew exactly what she wanted to do when she went out there.
Yeah, and I was just like, she's right off the whistle. She's just getting in there right away. And yeah, that probably catches a lot of them off guard, because a lot of them, you see that they kind of dance around for a while before they decide what they want to do.
Who else did you feel wrestled well for you on Monday night down at Harlan?
Well, Kyla Wiskus came up and got her first win with a pin over Dennison, so that was great to see. Sadie Smith, she lost her first win to Harlan, but that girl's, she's really good, and we'll probably see her a lot more. But she came back and, you know, pinned the other two real fast, so she did awesome. Madigan Hoyt, she's wrestling up for us right now. She's still, we haven't got all of our girls to fall down yet, so she's been wrestling up. And so she had her hands full, but she just puts a smile on her face and pushes through and gets the job done. So she got a pin that night, too. Just all the girls had great matches.
You mentioned Madigan got a win over Carroll High literally with 7 seconds to go in the second period. How did she set that one up and execute it?
So Madigan's our little shorty on the team, and I think she came up to this girl's hip. So I don't even know. She was just kind of flipping around, and she just squirmed her way out of some positions and got a reversal and was able to pin her.
Coach, we do need to bounce back to Saturday. I know you mentioned here right away you were a little disappointed with how Saturday went. What was some of the disappointment, and how were you able to use that to kind of get the girls kind of fired up for Monday night and maybe the rest of the season?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody was just kind of doggy that day. Like, they didn't have the energy, or something wasn't there. The vibes weren't there right away, so... Like I said, we came in on Monday morning. They didn't have school. We came in and had a short practice, and I kind of pushed them and said that we needed to step up our game, and they came out that night and really showed it.
Coach, one wrestler that stood out for me a little bit down there at the Audubon tournament last weekend was Charlotte Schwabe. Her first year out, finished 5th down there. She really looks like she could have a special career.
Yes. I wish she would have started sooner, because this girl, she's very strong, and she picks up what we're saying pretty fast, so that's good. And she's always asking questions and wanting to learn more. Yeah, she's going to be a great wrestler for us this year.
Coach, what's going to be the focus here over the next week with no meet today? And you know, you guys practiced on Friday. You go into the holiday break here in just a week. I know you got some matches in there, but kind of what's going to be the goal at those matches? And then what are you hoping to see out of the girls this week getting ready to kind of get to that halfway point of the season?
Yeah, so they're going to love me. We're going to have a lot of conditioning. I see that's kind of one of our downfalls, too, is we get winded pretty fast, so... More conditioning, just working on breaking our girls down and learning to do more escapes. That was a big thing that I saw, too.
Is that the tough thing, to get them in shape, and then about the time you get them there, you go into the break and you got to try and find a way between, you know, Christmas meals and Thanksgiving celebrations, or not Thanksgiving, but New Year's, to keep them in shape, because you come right out of the break and you're right back on the mats.
Right. Yeah, we do, but we have a lot of practices in there, so we always wrestle, you know, practice with the boys, and Coach Vaughn keeps some good conditioning going over the Christmas break, so we'll be part of that this year, too.
Well, Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you. I appreciate your time here today. Enjoy a Saturday morning where you don't have to get up at 4:30 and be on a bus, so have a good day and enjoy it.
Thank you. We will.
You bet. Head Coach Tracy Hoffman again with the Kemper Girls Wrestling Team. We're back with more of the Pete Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Designs by Bernie. It's time to share the wonderful spirit of Christmas with your friends and family. Sending you wishes for peace, joy, and good tidings this Christmas. May your homes be filled with warmth and laughter from Designs by Bernie and Carol.
Talking Kemper Boys Wrestling right now is joining us as head coach Shane Vaughn here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you. Sorry that your meet later today over at Ogden, that Ogden Dual Tournament canceled for today. So I guess you get a weekend off in a way, right?
Yeah, you know, you always hate to lose competition, but Saturdays in the winter are kind of, you know, you never really have them as a wrestling coach. And so I'm sure my wife's happy to have me home for this one.
Coach, you guys did get a meet in earlier this week, though. You headed down to Griswold, wrestled Cam. Griswold and Shenandoah picked up a couple of wins that night, knocking off both Cam and also Griswold, ended up falling to Shenandoah. So overall thoughts on how the night went?
Not bad. You know, we definitely have some work to do. But anytime you come out with two dual wins in a night, it's hard to feel too upset about it. But we just got to kind of, you know, keep our head down and keep working on the little things and move towards the next one.
Who wrestled well for you that night?
Kobe Pierce wrestled pretty well. He went 3-0 again on the night, so you always love to see that. And he's, you know, looking good on his feet, looking good on the mat. So, again, you know, doing good things, but just need to find a way to keep improving and not be complacent with it. I know Reed Steger was pretty upset with, you know, the results of his match, getting beat a couple times, but he's making the little steps forward and doing the things we want to see. So if he trusts the process and keeps working forward, it's all promising from there. So we have a lot of guys that, even if they're not having the exact success they want yet, are building towards where they need to be. So they can understand that it's going to be good for us.
Where have you seen the improvements on the guys so far this season?
Starting to open up and, you know, take chances and wrestle a little more aggressive, you know, and it doesn't always work out right away, but, you know, like I keep saying, if you keep doing it and keep doing it and build that into your style, it's going to pay off for you in the long run.
Which match did you feel like was your guys' best? Was it the win over Cam, the win against Griswold, or even the loss against Shenandoah? Did they bring something out in you guys where you saw the best of your guys that night?
We started off pretty flat against Shenandoah, but as the duel went on, kind of started to figure it out and show a little more fight here and there, you know, obviously depending on the match. But as we headed into the Griswold duel, that's where we kind of really started rolling. And guys were just coming out aggressive and I think looking to blow off a little steam after a tough loss before. So we definitely showed up a little more ready to go in that duel.
What was some of the more exciting matches against Griswold then that your guys maybe went out and took control early?
So we had a couple forfeits in there as well that made the duel score look a little more wide open than it was. But Case Cook and Austin Heinrichs both came out and got first period pins. Two guys that are new to the varsity lineup this season, so getting to go out and, you know, blow it open right away is pretty cool for them. Mason and Ami had another first period pin. Plus, you know, another guy that new to the varsity lineup, still kind of getting his feet under him a little bit, but getting a chance to have some early success out there.
How's Caleb Hoffman looking here early? Ranked wrestler to start the season for you guys.
Yeah, he picked up a couple forfeits, wins that night, and then I think just one match between the three duels. But he's looking good. He's coming out, you know, aggressive, attacking, and firing stuff off. So that's what we like to see out of him.
Has he kind of been a leader, or who are the developing leaders in the wrestling room for you?
So our captains this year are Jake Smith, McGuire Hoyt, Sam Roder, Noah Nepple. And they've been doing a good job of kind of stepping up. And, you know, they weren't always the most vocal leaders before, but they're trying to build themselves into that. And it's affecting the way both themselves and those around them are working, and it's for the better. So it's been a good improvement to have in the room.
What's the intensity been like in practice so far this season?
It's getting better. You know, early on in the season, we were kind of slow playing a little bit and starting to build it up as we continue to move forward. So kids are responding to it well and kind of just trying to stay positive with it.
Mentioned the Ogden duels for today canceled. So you're down to just a week before you guys head into the holiday break. So what's the major focus? What do you want to see from the guys here as they get ready to head into the holiday season? And how do you want them to close out this? I don't know if you want to call it the first half, but the first part of the season.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it, first half of the season. You know, now our focus just shifts towards Atlantic and Lewis Central. We get them next Thursday night. Those are two tough in-conference opponents. So focusing on having ourselves as ready physically and mentally as we can be heading down to Atlantic on that Thursday night. So, you know, we can go out there and show what we're capable of and then right into a tough tournament at Carroll before taking a little time off for Christmas.
What do you got to do to be successful Thursday night with Atlantic and Lewis Central?
Just, you know, let loose and let it fly. Just open up and wrestle and, you know, let the result take care of itself.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Enjoy a Saturday with the family today, and I'm sure you won't get many of those this wrestling season. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
You bet. Head Coach Shane Vaughn again with the Kemper Boys Wrestling Team. We're back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show coming up here on KCIM.
Understanding the complexity of Alzheimer's and dementia while giving dignified care makes Journey Senior Services one of the top memory care facilities in the area. Listen to what family members have to say.
It was never easy to leave Mom, but it was bearable because I knew she was receiving such special care.
Journey is the best and safest home for him.
Words alone cannot express my gratitude for the loving care and comfort that you gave my husband during this time at Journey.
For more information, visit their website, JourneySeniorServices.com, or call 775-2313 to schedule a tour today.
Talking here today with Joe Daniels, of course. He is the head girls wrestling coach with the Carroll Tigers. He joined us on this Pizza Ranch Coach Show. Tigers have had a really crazy, busy week. They headed down to Audubon's tournament last Saturday. We're at a quad at Harlan on Monday night, and then Thursday night traveled over to Carlisle. They're scheduled to head to West Monona yet here today as well on this Saturday. Coach, appreciate you joining us here. Have you caught your breath here in the last week?
Yeah, we're doing our best to do that. We, like I've said before, we don't shy away from the tough competition. So, you know, I mean, we kind of prepped for this. We kind of knew some of this stuff was going to happen early. So
yeah, let's bounce back quickly to last weekend. How did you feel like things went down at the Audubon tournament? That's usually a pretty tough tournament. A lot of kids. There was going to be 20-some teams down there. You picked up 48 points on the day. How did you feel, though, beyond points and placements, that the girls competed?
Honestly, that was some of the best wrestling that we've seen so far. We still weren't at a full roster, as girls are kind of shuffling weights and getting over injuries. But the product that we did put out on the mat, I think, was some of our best stuff so far. You know, as far as placement goes, we were kind of focusing more on the more local schools. And I feel like we held up pretty well against them as far as a team score goes. So we were happy with that. South Central Calhoun kind of edged us out in the very last round there. But until then, we were up on most of those schools. So,
Coach Emma Daniels took second for you that night. She just continues to wrestle really well.
We have her right now at 12-2. Last I checked, she was ranked, I think, ninth in 1A. So she's going to have a target on her back, and she knows that. But when it's time, when the whistle blows, she's got to go. She's got to score. She can't give up very many opportunities because girls are looking for big moves against her. And again, you know, that's the position that she wants to be in. She thrives there, and the more pressure she has, the better she looks most of the time. So we're happy to see her there on a podium, seeing her in the finals, going up against the big names. When she shows up to a tournament, she's not really looking at the tournament. She's looking at, you know, the one girl that she thinks she's going to see in the finals. And that's what she got. So she got what she wanted there. And we continue to move forward with her and see what happens.
Coach, another name that seems to keep coming up when we're typing up stories, Cammy Jones, a first-year wrestler. There's a history of, you know, tough kids in that family. So what have you seen from her here in her freshman year, or her first year wrestling anyway?
Right. So probably a pleasant surprise to anybody that's not in our practice room. Myself and the rest of the coaching staff, we have zero surprise there. We know what we have with Cammy. First year wrestler, so she's got a little bit of work to do, but she's so much toughness in such a small package there, and she'll go 100 miles an hour. She does not give up. It doesn't matter what you throw at her. She focuses on the basics and staying in good position, and a lot of times that's tough to beat no matter how good you are. So we're expecting her to continue to climb the ladder as the season goes on, and we'll see where she's at in January.
Coach, how did you feel like things went down at the quad the other night? I know you ended up getting edged out by Kemper, but you beat Harlan. You slip one, losing one really tight, 36-33 to Dennis and Schleswig. But who wrestled well for you there, and what did you guys learn from that meet?
Well, that one was kind of an odd one for us because we've already seen Dennison, so we kind of know their lineup. They're one of those teams we're going to duel four different times, and we see them at almost every tournament we're at. Where we have a slight advantage is that, you know, every time we see them, we're going to have a little bit different lineup. So they can't really prepare for us as well as we can for them. Kemper's just a tough team. I mean, hats off to their coaching staff and to their girls. I mean, they come out and they're all about quality. I think we only took one match there through Carly Jacobson, if I remember right.
Yep.
But we were, you know, we were in most of those matches. None of those were real blowouts. And then as far as Harlan goes, they're dealing with a lot of the same things that we see. They're really inexperienced, really young team. So we thought that was probably our most fair matchup that we've had so far as experience versus experience. Every other team that we wrestle is bigger than us. They're more experienced than us. That's the type of schedule we wanted to have. We really want to challenge ourselves. So winning that one in Harlan was a big deal to us. That's what we needed to do. And again, with Denison, I mean, we gave them 3 forfeits, so we spotted them 18, and we only lost by 3. So we were pretty proud with that as well. We hope to be a little tougher next time we see Kemper, but at the end of the day, as long as everyone's wrestling well and nobody walks away with an injury, I mean, we're just trying to march forward. So,
Coach, you mentioned the win over Harlan. Ms. Noggle picked up a nice 6-4 victory over the Lopez girl. How was she able to edge her out there? Was she up early and held on, or did she have to pull that one out late?
Well, that one kind of went back and forth a little bit there. We had a couple of close calls on the edge of the mat. We had a couple of out-of-bounds calls that could have gone either way. So we did have a lead for the majority of the match, but it was never really comfortable. I think we talked about this during my season preview. You know, we need to be up by 5 or 6 or 7 before we start to feel comfortable. With the way the rules are now, you know, we talk about it all the time in the room. We can score 8 points in 5 seconds. So 2-3 points, you know, in order to win by that amount, it's a tough match. And you really can't make any mistakes. You can't afford to do that. And Ayla just toughed it out. I mean, she just did the captain thing and made sure that she could will herself to that win by only 2 points.
Coach, you guys back in action after this busy week. We're talking on a Friday afternoon, so hopefully your meet this morning up at West Monona happens. So what are you hoping to see from the girls up there if you guys get a chance to go today?
Hopefully we can. Honestly, West Monona has been circled on the calendar since before the season even started. We expected that to be kind of the turnaround point. You know, we knew we were going to struggle through and just try to finish and work on toughness through the first, like, 5 events. But when you get to West Monona, this is our one and only chance to see most of these, like, Sioux City schools. We got to show up there. We plan to bring 11 girls. We're going to represent 10 different weight classes. It's the most full roster we've had all year. We've got 4 or 5 girls wrestling in a new weight class that they haven't wrestled yet. So we're hoping that this is the time when we get to actually create our identity that we're going to carry with us the rest of the season.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully that meet will happen today. Appreciate you joining us here today, and enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Joe Daniels, again with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team. Back with more coming up here on KCIM.
Legendary Pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salad bar, desserts, and more make up the country's favorite buffet at Pizza Ranch. Share that love with others this holiday season by purchasing Pizza Ranch gift cards. College students, mail carriers, teachers, and bus drivers, to name a few. Great stocking stuffers for friends and family, too. This is Lori from the Carroll Pizza Ranch. We are now offering a $10 coupon with the $50 purchase. We look forward to seeing you this holiday season.
Whoa, that's good.
That's going to wrap up coverage here today in our Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Again, that local sports schedule and any other updates you can find online at sports.1380kcim.com. On the features drop-down menu, click on the one that says sports schedule, then click on Saturday. I'll keep the website up to date with any changes today. Again, in basketball, Carroll at Storm Lakewood. Nick brings on Kick 106.7. Tip off at 4 o'clock, pregame at about 3:45. Exirocrin Kimbledon at IK Manning on 93.7 KKRL and on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. All have the doubleheader for you. Pregame at about 12:45 with a tip-off at 1 o'clock. In wrestling, Carroll girls at West Monona tournament canceled today. Carroll boys and Kemper boys at the Ogden Duels canceled. South Central Calhoun girls at the Spencer tournament this afternoon, now at 1 o'clock. Audubon boys at the Riverside tournament at 9:30. And Coon Rapids Baird boys at the Lennox tournament also beginning at 10 o'clock. In boys swimming, Carroll at Des Moines Hoover's invite, that has been canceled. Thanks to Randy Beeson, Justin Yett, Mark Katie Cook, Sean Minahan, Deb Danner, Eric Noggle, Tracy Hoffman, Shane Vaughn, and Joe Daniels for joining us here today. Thank you for joining us, and then have a great weekend, everybody.